toward withdrawal of troops from Iraq. Dwight DeCoster, a National Guardsman who served in Afghanistan, argued passage of the resolution would be what he called a kick in the pants to soldiers. The resolution defeated on a voice vote there. Similar resolutions before the voters in about 50 communities across Vermont, mixed in among town meeting day discussions on budgets and other local issues. In Chicago, the judge is in custody, a federal judge in Chicago in protective custody today, following the shooting deaths of her husband and her 89-year-old mother. Authorities say U.S. District Judge Joan Humphrey Lefkow found the bodies when she got home from work yesterday. Lefkow, once the target of a white supremacist failed murder plot, Matt Hale was convicted in that case and is now awaiting sentencing. Authorities are not saying the deaths are related to the case, and they're declining to discuss the scenario. They say the possible involvement of hate groups, just one aspect of the double murder investigation. Death penalty supporters are concerned the Supreme Court decision today could open the door to more violence involving juveniles. The closely divided Supreme Court ruled 5-4 it's unconstitutional to execute anyone for a crime committed before the age of 18. The leader of a victims advocacy group based in Texas blasted the decision, saying it could mean more innocent people will suffer at the hands of 16 and 17-year-olds. The decision could have an effect in the Washington, D.C. sniper case, no longer facing the death penalty. Convicted sniper Lee Malvo may be free to give more details about the 2002 killing rampage. The Supreme Court today ruling bars execution for crimes committed by a minor, so that means Malvo could give a full account of his actions with no fear of any additional punishment. He was 17 at the time of the sniper shootings in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington. He's serving life without parole for two of the killings. His lawyers have hinted Malvo might be willing to come clean about the sniper shootings if death penalty were no longer an issue. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hi, this is Larry King. So I'm at this French restaurant, and the waiter says, Monsieur, red or white? So I say, purple, as in Welch's purple grape juice, because Welch's helps keep your heart healthy. It's made from Welch's Concord grapes that contain powerful antioxidants, like the grapes used to make red wine. Welch's 100% grape juice has no added sugar, is fat-free, cholesterol-free, and certified by the American Heart Association. Forget the corkscrew. Twist open a bottle of delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
You wouldn't need instant information if life moved at a slow pace.
But life moves at the speed of light, and you've got to keep up.
There is a way to stay on top of your credit report instantly online. Get your free credit report at freecreditreport.com. Join the millions who have already logged on.
I go online, and in seconds, I get my credit report.
Staying on top of my credit helped me get the best deal on my refi.
Why wait when you can instantly see your credit report online, free?
Stay on top of your credit at freecreditreport.com.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Unfiltered.
Wednesday on Unfiltered. It's the best of Cornucopia of Fantasmagic. Hop aboard Air Torture. We board the CIA's torture flights. scare America.
In-flight movie may star Kathy Bates.
Plus, we puddle jump into the purple ocean with rising star Andy Stern. And Michael Crichton's new book takes on environmentalists, and we take on Michael Crichton.
Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. How you doing? You doing all right tonight? Huh? Well, that's good. I guess it's a matter of degrees. Welcome to the program. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for choosing to spend some time with us tonight. We're going to be covering a few items from the news, including Rumsfeld has been sued. Choice Point, the company that destroyed the electoral process in this country in 2000, is getting defensive. We also have human rights offenses, no more executing juveniles, and Gonzalez is going after pornography. Again, Jesus, do these people ever give up? Let's hope we get to all of it. Speaking about pornography or something, I don't know what this is. We have one of these every day, don't we? This never stops. I would hate to be a teenager in this country right now. I'd hate to be a high school student. This one is from Lexington, Kentucky. A high school junior there was arrested last Tuesday. For making terrorist threats. What got him arrested? He wrote a short story. The police in Winchester, Kentucky, say this the student, he's 18, was taken into custody last Tuesday. Investigators say they discovered materials at the kid's house, it outlined possible acts of violence aimed at students, teachers, and police. The student told the local TV station up there, NBC 18, that the whole incident is a big misunderstanding. He says that what was found in his journal and turned into police was a short story he wrote for English class. Apparently his parents, grandparents, got into his journal, read this, and went, "Oh, damn, call the police." The kid said, "My story is based on fiction. It's a fake story. I made it up. I've been working on one of my short stories, and the short story they found was about zombies." Yes, it did say it happened in high school. It was a high school overran by zombies. This kid faces second-degree felony terrorist threatening charges. Police say even though the story is a story, the nature of the story makes it a felony. Do you understand that, Truth Seeker? Where are you listening to this program tonight, huh? New York? L.A.? Detroit? On the internet in Kentucky, do you understand the implications here? This little old half-ass case in Winchester, Kentucky, the police bust a kid because he wrote a short story, and the cops say the nature of the story makes the writing of it a felony. Now, and I certainly would hope that the writers associated with the writers organization PEN will come to this man's, the young man's rescue. I hope every single writer in America will defend this kid against this fascist police state that we are living in. The cop said the nature of the story makes the writing of it a felony. A Winchester police spokesman said, anytime you make any threat or possess matter involving a school or function, it's a felony in the state of Kentucky. Oh, for God's sake! Fiction? Now, the kid says he wasn't threatening anyone. I'm sorry, I don't mean to call him a kid. He's 18. He can be legally executed in this country, right? He's not a kid. He says, it didn't, my story didn't mention anybody who lives in this county. It didn't mention the high school. It didn't mention the principal. It didn't mention the cops. Nothing. The student went on to say, half the people at high school know me. They know I'm not that stupid, that crazy. So last Thursday, a judge raised the young man's bond from $1,000 to $5,000 after prosecutors in this back-assward county requested it, citing the seriousness of the charge. The young man wrote a short story. Now, if you don't like curse words, I'm telling you, here comes one, all right? Son of a bitch! I cannot believe this! Now, for those of you I just offended with the SOB word, I'm sorry. Don't be offended by that. Be offended by what happened in Winchester, Kentucky last week. The nature of the story the young man wrote made the writing of it a felony. Okay. Calm down, Mike. And now Berto Gonzalez says he's going after, Kathy? Indecency, pornography, what did he say he's going after, huh? What was it that Ashcroft did? He had the bare chest of the depiction of justice covered, the statue of justice covered. And what was it that Colin Powell, he had the picture of Guernica covered as he spoke in the UN about the incipient attack by the fascist states of America on Iraq. It just goes on and on. These stories pop up every day. And some folks still wonder why I, or you, I know you get this too, you know, when you're out and about with your work, your school, your job, and you say to people, man, you know, we're becoming fascists. And people look at you and say, what the hell are you talking about? What do you mean fascists? What does that mean? You don't like Bush? Bush is a Christian man. At least the queers can't marry. And as long as the queers can't marry, we're all safe. U.S. Supreme Court ruled today 5-4. You know who the four were that said keep killing the teenagers, but the Supreme Court ruled today that the Constitution forbids the execution of people who are under 18 when they committed a murder. That ends the practice in 19 states. Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and China stopped executing teenagers a couple of years ago. We were the last country on earth that executed 16-year-olds. Or people who were 16 when they committed the crime. Same thing. See, that's the weird part. From conviction to execution in our system, and thank God for this, takes sometimes as long as 20 years, 16, 12, 14, 18, 7, 9, 30, whatever it takes. And how many people have been set free, not on a technicality, but because they were in fact innocent. But a kid who commits a murder at 16, damn him. Damn him for committing the murder. Now, what do we do with him? What do we do with him? Do we kill him? Do you and I kill him? That's what execution means. We had an execution tonight, 8 o'clock, in the state of Georgia. Some guy who committed a murder, most foul, murdered somebody in a pizza parlor. The family members of the victim said, you know, don't execute him. It's not going to do anything. The state of Georgia said, are you out of your mind? This is what we do. Execution. So the Supreme Court says you can't execute people who are 16 and 17. The ruling by the court throws out the death sentences of about 70 juvenile murderers and bars states from seeking to execute minors for future crimes. The hard part, you know, somebody's 16, they commit a murder. 18 years later, it's time to execute them. They're now 34. And we look at them and say, well, you know what? What? The guy's fully, he's an adult. What are you talking about? Don't execute him. Hello? He committed the murder when he was 16. Well, as the right wing would say, well, if you can't do the crime, or time, don't do the crime. You know, a little bastard killed somebody. You know, it says in the Bible, right? Supreme Court says it says in the Constitution. And so far, just barely, we're still living under the Constitution.
If staying healthy is about the choices you make, you're about to make an important one. Which vitamin E to take? Larry King here to tell you about Advanced Protection Estuary, a new advanced form of vitamin E. Advanced because Estuary's antioxidant strength is protected. Advanced because it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Choose the Advanced Protection of Estuary, new from the makers of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin E?
Look for Ester E at Walgreens, GNC, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The AFL-CIO begins its winter meeting in Las Vegas today with serious reform issues on the table and the Federation's unions nearly evenly split on the direction of reform. AFL-CIO President Don Sweeney says he's opposed to forced mergers of unions in order to consolidate power within industries. Sweeney acknowledges, though, the need for reform and says the proposal to rebate as much as 50% of dues that local unions now pay to the AFL-CIO and devote that money to organizing has to be taken seriously.
We have a responsibility to take all of this seriously and to come up with a program and change that is going to strengthen the labor movement and improve the lives of workers and their representation.
The reform debate was sparked by the SEIU, and several other unions have proposed their own reform plans. They'll be hashed out over the next several days in Las Vegas.
It's important that we hear all of these different views.
Support Labor Radio at laborradio.org.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the arts, business day, and the national report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Price is lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
I'm gonna call it. 21 past the hour. The vote was 5-4. This ruling by the Supreme Court today makes it unconstitutional and illegal for states to execute 16 and 17-year-olds. Now, the court had already, a couple of years ago, outlawed executions for those who are 15 and younger when they committed the crime. And in 2002, the Supreme Court banned the execution of the mentally retarded, also citing the Eighth Amendment. In that case also. Why do we still have the death penalty? It absolutely makes no sense. It just doesn't. And the I don't want a single phone call on the death penalty, okay? No phone calls on the death penalty. If you want to talk about the ruling today, fine, but I'm not going there. I don't do those kinds of topics. Death penalty, yes or no? Abortion, yes or no? Israel, Palestine, yes or no? I don't do that on this program, okay? But the death penalty does nothing. In the states that have the death penalty, the murder rate is higher than the states that don't. And on and on and on and on. Juvenile offenders have been put to death in recent years. Just a few other countries, including Iran, Pakistan, China, Saudi Arabia. All those countries have now stopped executing minors. Who was left? Us. The people who wanted to keep killing kids are Rehnquist, Scalia, and Thomas, who are Siamese twins, and Sandra Day O'Connor. Now, just another little tad here. Currently, there are 19 states in the United States that allow executions for people under age 18. Listen to the states. With few exceptions, what do you hear here? Now listen. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Utah, Texas, and Virginia. What do you hear? Of course you do. You hear all the states of the old Confederacy with one or two exceptions, a Christian a stronghold like Utah. I don't know how in the hell New Hampshire's in there. Oklahoma has always believed in mass killing. I mean, take a look at their indigenous population. Pennsylvania, what's up with that? Delaware? Delaware? So it's now illegal to, or unconstitutional, or forbidden to execute children under the age of 18. Do you all know who Robert Meerpol is and his brother Michael? They're the only people in the United States to have had both of their parents executed. They are the sons of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. If you don't remember the execution, and God help me, I do, I'm sure you've read about it or heard about it. Robert Meerpol is now the executive director for the Rosenberg Fund for Children. He said today, quote, "Any limiting of the death penalty is a step in the right direction, but this case, as others, demonstrates once again the arbitrary nature of the death penalty. So now it's unconstitutional to execute somebody who is convicted of having murdered 1 second short of their 18th birthday." But it is not necessarily unconstitutional to execute someone who is convicted of having murdered 1 second after his 18th birthday. People will say you have to draw the line somewhere. I say you draw the line by not having the death penalty. Oh, you're going to make the argument that he is virulently anti-death penalty because the United States of America executed his parents. Maybe. But he went on. He said, many of us in the U.S. have been debating the death penalty as a strategic question, hoping that by pointing out that innocent people might suffer the death penalty, we might convince others to oppose it. The reality, I'm increasingly convinced, is that we need to see... capital punishment as a human rights abuse. And I think it's the most basic human rights abuse, the premeditated destroying of a living, breathing human being. Yeah. And for the people who say, what about the killer? Well, what about the killer? Do we put ourselves on that level? Well, Mike, if somebody killed your 7-month-old daughter, Molly, wouldn't you want them executed? No. I might make the effort to rip them to pieces with my bare hands, but I do not want the state executing, killing people in my name. It happened here in Georgia tonight. I, tonight, am responsible for the murder of a human being. Every single person in the state of Georgia tonight is responsible for the calculated, state-sponsored killing of another human being. So if I sound a little weird tonight, it's because you are listening to someone who participated in a mass murder tonight, and I apologize.
And I've seen the victim's family holding hands.
This is Air America.
Last night I dreamed that I woke up with straps across my chest. And something cold and black formed through my lungs. Jesus couldn't save me, though I know he did his best. But he don't live on LS Unit 1. Swing low.
I thought before I would street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Need new contact lenses?
As a matter of fact, I do.
You know, you can call 1-800-CONTACTS and have your contact lenses delivered right to your door.
Really?
Or you could get in your car, drive to your eye doctor, wait in line.
This is fun.
Pay more, wait a week, drive back, pick them up.
About time.
or I can pay less and get the same exact contacts delivered to my door just by calling 1-800-CONTACTS.
You memorized the number.
It's a tough one.
Call 1-800-CONTACTS. We deliver. You save.
Gentlemen, this message is for you if you're using Viagra, or perhaps you never have, and it's about time. ClassicTabs.com has all four performance enhancers, Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet that melts under the tongue. It's custom compounded using Pfizer's Viagra and starts to work in as little as 15 minutes. Go online to ClassicTabs.com. Your prescription will be filled by a licensed physician, delivered in a discreet envelope right to your door. Give us a call at 1-800-640-7032. Now there are four male enhancers to choose from: Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet. Your decision, your choice. It's that simple. That's ClassicTabs.com. ClassicTabs.com. Or call 1-800-640-7032. 1-800-640-7032. ClassicTabs.com.
Hey, you reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again. So don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now. 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We're going to take a real-life look at the war in Iraq through the eyes of America's troops. It ain't NBC, CNN, the Pentagon Channel, or other propaganda. It's the new movie Gunner Palace, and we'll have the director and a soldier. Plus, we'll help you interpret your dreams on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Before the hour. Okay, a couple more items here before we go to your calls, so hang with me. Or not. In the Nation, I got my February 28th issue, I think it came today. If you don't subscribe to The Nation, then just one question, why not? Come on, seriously. That's like not subscribing to National Geographic, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to quote what they say in their lead editorial about, it's titled Indecent Proposal. I'm going to skip around here. George Bush's budget is a shamefully indecent proposal. It violates common morality and common sense. I digress. You know, we've talked about this budget. When this proposed budget came out,
right? And we all suffered shock and awe, didn't we? Huh? Well, I think the Nation says it pretty clearly here. They write, Bush presents the budget and its sacrifices as vital fiscal discipline to begin closing the yawning deficits. But where did those deficits come from? And who will pay the cost? America now spends almost as much as the rest of the world combined on our military. The Pentagon's budget is larger than the entire economy of Russia. It is also the largest source of waste, fraud, mismanagement in the federal government. But Bush demands that military spending continue to go up. America suffers from an inequality not seen in the past century, with CEOs making 500 times more than the average worker. Bush has insisted on past tax cuts that benefit mainly the rich, while working families are losing ground. Yet Bush demands in this new budget that the wealthy pay even less in taxes, adding new tax breaks and making the old ones permanent. Corporate taxes are lower as a percentage of revenue than almost any time since we began keeping records in the 1930s. Yet Bush demands that corporations pay even less in taxes and that their dodges and loopholes remain protected. Who, then, will pay the bill? The weakest and most vulnerable? The elderly in nursing homes, poor children with working parents, kids who need help learning to read, veterans who are sick, poor families in need of housing, workers whose rights are trampled, those who rely on mass transit, students whose parents can't afford to send them to college. Bush would slash support for Medicaid, the vital safety net of health care programs. He would break his promise to fund schools. He would make college less affordable. He would throw kids out of Head Start, child care, after school, and literacy programs. He would leave streets more dangerous and the environment less safe. He would let the poor and elderly be set up for even deeper cuts in the future, while increased military spending and the new tax cuts for the wealthy would leave the nation even further in debt. The immorality of this budget is matched only by the dishonesty of its presentation. It budgets nothing for the cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It does not account for the $4.5 trillion the president proposes to borrow over 20 years to privatize Social Security. It excludes the cost of revising the alternative minimum tax, which was originally intended to ensure that upper-income taxpayers paid at least some tax, but increasingly affects the middle class. For the first time in decades, the budget refuses to reveal the cuts in services the administration projects over the next 5 years. The White House has now rolled out a campaign to describe this budget as fair and balanced, one that does not, quote, suddenly turn our backs on the most needy people in our society, end quote. The hypocrisy adds insult to injury. Call on your legislators now. Demand that they ignore this indecent proposal and start over, crafting something that reflects our values and begins to serve the needs of this nation, not the appetites of the privileged. Yeah. Let's call on our legislators. Sure, okay, I agree with that. They're destroying the country, aren't they? I mean, I've said that. You've said it. I've said it in conversations with my people. You've said it in conversations with your people, right? We sit around, drink beer, and talk about this, right? You do it. I do it. We do it on this program. Destroying the country. Rotting it from the inside. Are there long unemployment lines? No, I don't see any. There's chronic underemployment. There is a housing bubble that is going to burst. There's this, there's that. There's slashes that are coming. There is underfunding that's coming. I don't know. Is it Chicken Little stuff here for the nation to write this sort of editorial? Is it Chicken Little, the sky is falling, for us to sit here and talk about this every night? Is everything okay? Is everything really okay? And somehow 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 million of us in this country are just, I don't know, deluded? into believing that things are not the way the Bush crime family says they are? What? Dean Berkeley sent me an email and says, what do you suppose the world would look like if things keep going in the direction we're going? She writes, will we see grand environmental degradation? Martial law in the U.S., friends and acquaintances disappeared? When I hear the news, Dee writes, it seems like we're always playing catch-up to the bad guys, always figuring out what the scheme is or was about 6 months to a year later. I want to figure it out before it happens. Okay. All right. To get an answer, Dee, what do you suppose the world would look like? Let's turn to our good friend Busta Rhymes.
Daddy, what's it gonna be like?
Well, sweetheart, for your sake, I hope it'll be all peaches and cream. But I'm afraid the end time is near. The cataclysmic apocalypse referred to in the scriptures of every holy book known to mankind. It will be an era fraught with boundless greed and corruption, where global monetary systems disintegrate, leaving brother to kill brother for a grain of overcooked rice. The nations of the civilized world will collapse under the oppressive weight of parasitic political conspiracies which remove all hope and optimism from their once faithful citizens. Around the globe, generations of polluters will be punished for their sins, unshielded by the ozone layer they have successfully depleted, left to bake in the searing naked rays of light. Wholesale assassinations serve to destabilize every remaining government, leaving the starving and wicked to fend for themselves. Bloodthirsty renegade cyborgs created by tax-dodging corporations wreak havoc. Pissed off androids tired of being slaves to a godless and gutless system where the rich get richer. Unleash total worldwide destruction by means of nuclear holocaust, annihilating the terrified masses, leaving in its torturous wake nothing but vicious, cannibalistic, mutated, radiated, and horribly disfigured hordes of satanic killers bent on revenge, but against whom there are so few left alive. Starvation reigns supreme, forcing unlucky survivors to eat anything and anyone in their path. Massive earthquakes crack the planet's crust like a hollow eggshell, causing unending volcanic eruptions. The creatures of the seven seas, unable to escape to certain death upon land, boil in their liquid prison. Disease encircles the earth. Plagues and viruses with no known cause or cure, laying waste to whatever draws breath. And humankind, having proven itself to be nothing more than a race of ruthless scavengers, fall victim to merciless attack at the hands of interplanetary alien tribes who seek to conquer our charred remains. This is extinction level event.
Wow, that's cool. I can't hardly wait.
You don't have to, because here it is. Because here it is. Because here it is. Because here it is.
Well, we haven't indulged in that in a few months, have we, Kathy? God. Ezekiel? From Pulp Fiction. No, we'll save that one. Oh, my God. You hear where Tom Ridge is going? Huh? Remember Duct Tape Mania? Remember? One of the bloggers, Attitude. He's at PNIonline.com. Attitude. He writes, remember, that's ATTYTOOD. He writes, remember Duct Tape Mania? In February 2003, Tom Ridge, Department of Homeland Security, recommended obtaining duct tape and plastic sheeting to seal a house in the event of chemical or biological attack or disaster. The advice triggered a national debate and also a run on America's home improvement stores. Home Depot reported sales of duct tape tripled overnight. Rich Pierce with the Home Depot in the D.C. area said, everything that was on that newscast, we're selling out of. In fact, CBS Market Watch reports that Home Depot soon went so far as to set up special Homeland Security displays. Remember those, Kathy? Near its entrances. To tout sales of duct tape, plastic sheeting, batteries, bottled water, and stuff. And last August, this blogger found unscientific evidence that Home Depot stock went up every time a Ridge raised the nation's terror alert color code to orange, which is also the color of the Home Depot logo. Well, you've already figured it out. He's going to sit on the board of directors. Tom Ridge is going to Home Depot. That's his payoff.
You did good, Tom. Damn. Come on, boy. We need you over here. Hey, it's one right winger to another. Come on over here. Home Depot, we need you, Tom. Man, you sold us some duct tape and plastic sheeting. That was just an absolute, just a scream, Tom. And some bitches out there running up and down the aisle buying duct tape and plastic sheeting and the generators. Oh, we stood back here and just laughed and laughed and laughed. Come on, Tom. We love you, boy.
Texas. The new Prime Minister of India is, no.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes, and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor recommended Celsin Blue as a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Uses directed.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, "Dear Mr. Oric, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oric XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oric XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
This is Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we don't let anybody intimidate our clients, not even the government. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that's a powerful claim, and we prove it every day all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder and Binder, 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You don't have to be afraid to make that free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
Workers' Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The AFL-CIO begins its winter meeting in Las Vegas today with serious reform issues on the table and the Federation's unions nearly evenly split on the direction of reform. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney says he's opposed to forced mergers of unions in order to consolidate power within industries. Sweeney acknowledges, though, the need for reform and says the proposal to rebate as much as 50% of dues that local unions now pay to the AFL-CIO and devote that money to organizing has to be taken seriously.
We have a responsibility to take all of this seriously and to come up with a program and change that is going to strengthen the labor movement and improve the lives of workers and their representation.
The reform debate was sparked by the SEIU, and several other unions have proposed their own reform plans. They'll be hashed out over the next several days in Las Vegas.
It's important that we hear all of these different views.
Support Labor Radio at laborradio.org.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Thousands have used my alcohol freedom CDs and discovered how hypnotherapy ends the struggle. Kevin writes, "I'm an Arizona hunting redneck and I sure don't believe in hypnosis and all that gobbledygook. I gotta tell you though, I haven't had a beer in 6 weeks and I'm not even tempted. After 3 days, I totally lost my urge to drink after 15 years of more than a six pack a day." Jenna writes, "Wendy, I give you the credit for my sobriety. I discovered that it was fear that made me drink. I've tried everything. This works. The people I love have let me back into their lives." Amy writes, "I never realized how I was using alcohol as an excuse to sabotage all the good things in my life. For the first time since I was a teen, alcohol doesn't seem like the answer. For the first time in years, I truly have hope. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. I can help you too. On the web at quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com. Or call me. 877-68-HAPPY. 877-68-HAPPY.
With a microphone, and that makes
makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hey, you, don't you listen. This is not the end of the road. Don't you see it's real? Take you where you really need to be.
It's about 9 before the hour. One of our frequent correspondents just sent me an email. Apparently, one of the judges who was part of the tribunal scheduled to try former dictator Saddam Hussein has been assassinated. That's according to NBC News. The initial reports that the presiding judge was gunned down were incorrect. The actual victim, according to NBC, is an investigative judge, and one of the judges working on the case has not been identified. Understand that. Understand what that means. We just had a judge's husband and her mother assassinated in Chicago. In my opinion, it was an assassination. Nobody's been charged yet. But this punk, is his first name Michael Hale, the white racist piece of human waste who had threatened this judge and was convicted of that threat. And was due for sentencing in April. Federal judge in, federal judge in Chicago. Here we have a judge in Iraq. Now, we don't have, the streets of Chicago are not filled with U.S. military. The streets of Chicago is not controlled by an occupying power. The streets of Baghdad are. The country of Iraq is. And we cannot protect a judge? And Bush says this is freedom on the march. Is he taking credit for what happens in Lebanon so far? Is he saying that's a feather in his cap? Well, that's going to piss off the so-called, they're not really, Christian conservatives. They don't want peace. They want war. They want death and destruction, especially in Lebanon, because that's right there with Syria and Israel, where the bodies have got to be piled high so their perverted vision of Jesus will be pleased. We can't protect a judge in Iraq. Wow. So anyway, Tom Ridge, is this a great country or what? Huh? A month after leaving office, Tom Ridge has found himself a gig. A lot of stock options, but probably not that much money. When you sit on the board of directors, you don't have to do squat. Just show up. Hi, I'm Tom Ridge. Where's my check? I'm on direct deposit now. So how much do I make here? $100,000 a year? Oh, that's cool. That's good. According to the blogger, Home Depot's board members are paid an annual retainer of $90,000. On top of that, directors receive $2,000 for attending a board meeting, $1,000 for a committee meeting, $5,000 to the chairman of any of its committees, except the audit committee, whose chairman gets $10,000. So as Attitude writes, so there you have it, folks. The company that makes a killing on Ridge Terror Alerts, the only killing that took place, we might note, is now paying Ridge in the ballpark of $100,000 plus stock options before his cabinet chair has even cooled down. A lot of money in duct tape, right? One more before we break. All the talk about Maggie Gallagher, the little whore for the Bush crime family who fancied herself a columnist but was on the payroll. Armstrong Williams, another whore for the Bush administration who fancied himself a commentator on the payroll. Michael McManus, another whore for the Bush crime family, fancied himself a writer. Now, guess who? Guess who? George Will. Sort of. He was awarded $250,000 by the Conservative Bradley Foundation. The Bradley Foundation has direct ties to the Bush crime family, and its current president is a former Republican National Committee member. The prize, the $250,000. You know how much you get? You know how much you get for a Pulitzer Prize? What is it? $10,000? Is it 10,000 for a Pulitzer Prize? So the Bradley Foundation gives George Will $250,000. And as one writer says, the prize sure has a strong stench of a payoff to yet another White House sycophant.
Both George Will and Bradley Foundation President Michael Grebe did not return phone calls from editor and publisher asking for comment. $250,000. Wow, just for being a suck up to the Bush crime family. That's pretty good. An article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel said many of the neoconservatives who later would urge President Bush to invade Iraq also have received funding from the Bradley Foundation. Warmongers, killers, destroyers of international law, and prize givers to George Will. Y'all watch him on, this week with, this week with George Stephanopoulos, right? Next time you see him, it's going to look kind of funny now, isn't it? This is Air America. Stick around.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Credit card companies are hoping that the sixth time will be the charm for a bill they've been pushing since the Clinton years. The Consumer Bankruptcy Reform Act would make it more difficult for people turning to bankruptcy as a last resort to actually discharge their credit card debts. Considering that most people who file for bankruptcy are squeezed middle-class homeowners who experience a job loss, divorce, or medical emergency, you'd think that Congress might be timid about introducing such a draconian bill with 46 million uninsured on the heels of record job losses at a time when American families' debt has skyrocketed. No, that kitchen table reality hasn't reached the Washington bubble. In D.C., the banking lobby's line about frivolous debtors lacking personal responsibility plays well on both sides of the aisle. Perhaps that's because the industry was Washington's single largest contributor in 2000. In the Senate, Democrats Kennedy and Durbin are leading the fight against this bill. Contact your senator now. If you've got a credit card, you've got a problem with this bill. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor of The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, suing Rumsfeld.
Human rights groups have filed another lawsuit against Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld in connection with how prisoners were treated by American forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. American Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Anthony Romero says Rumsfeld is responsible because he approved prisoner treatment policies. The other group that filed suit is Human Rights First. Their suit claims the eight men listed as plaintiffs were subjected to torture and other cruel and degrading treatment, including sexual humiliation and assault. The commander of U.S. forces in Iraq says the Pentagon is not doing enough to protect troops against improvised roadside bombs. The easy-to-hide weapons have become a big killer in the last few months. General John Abizaid told the Senate Armed Services Committee he's satisfied the right people are working on the problem and have enough money to do it, but he says they need to, quote, really roll up their sleeves and look at the problem in the proper light. Abizaid says it requires an international solution, noting the threat of the improvised bombs has now moved from Iraq to Pakistan to Afghanistan. Pentagon statistics show in the first 2 months of this year alone, roadside bombs accounted for 54% of all U.S. battle deaths in Iraq. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice calling for free and fair elections in Lebanon after the resignation of that country's pro-Syrian government. Rice also says Syria should withdraw its troops from Lebanon. The Secretary of State spoke to reporters after the International Conference on Palestinian Security in London. She said any election in Lebanon must be free of what she calls contaminating influences. Rice says security in the region depends on the dismantling of terrorist militias in southern Lebanon. She says there can't continue to be strikes from southern Lebanon. Rice met privately with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, insisting the Palestinians overhaul their security system. George Bush vowing a vigorous second-term effort to boost religious charities doing social work. At a Washington conference on his faith-based initiative, Bush said he hopes his second 4 years will permanently overcome government's built-in bias, as he called it, against religious groups. Bush's initiative aims to give religious charities more equal access to federal grants, but a second-term goal is to get states and localities to open up their programs, too. The Food and Drug Administration wants the power to write warning labels for drugs, telling Congress today it would help end the haggling with pharmaceutical companies that delayed warnings to Vioxx users about potential heart problems. The FDA now is not permitted to write the warning labels and has to negotiate wording with the drug manufacturers. When Vioxx side effects became known, Merck and Company and the FDA engaged in a tug of war over the label's language. Merck pulled Vioxx September 30th. This is Air America Radio.
Good morning, Mark.
What the?
Hey, good news. Your identity and credit are okay.
Great. How about we close that shower curtain?
Hey, Mark.
What are you doing in my car?
Just letting you know, your identity and credit are okay.
Identity theft can damage your credit at any time. Equifax Credit Watch monitors your credit and notifies you of key changes so you can act before serious harm is done. Get Equifax Credit Watch at Equifax.com.
The notion of a 40-hour work week is several hours short of reality. Working long hours is a given when you run your own business. And since it's tough to be away from your business during the day, we offer special gold key hours, early morning hours from 7 to 10 when we're open exclusively for business members. We know that time and money are important to you. Helping you make the most of both is why we're here. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and the supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number.
Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zabbix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zabbix Tennis, Zabbix Bowling, and Zabbix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zabbix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zabbix port in one game. Zabbix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken show, we've been trying to book these guys for a year, but it wasn't until someone on our staff hacked Paris Hilton's sidekick that we were able to get their numbers. Tom Oliphant in the Boston Globe, David Harris, author of A New History of the Iran Hostage Crisis, and Ellen Goodman, who's written a column on Social Security that Paris Hilton thought was really hot. All on the next Franken.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. I got an email from, from Tom. The other day on the Air America website, where I usually post every day a tease as to what we're going to talk about that night. I don't know if you've gone there, airamericaradio.com, but on the main page, most of us will have kind of a tease what we're going to talk about that evening. So if you haven't been checking that out, do it. You really should. Anyway, Tom writes in, he said, I read the intro to your Monday show on the Air America website, and my attention was quickly piqued when I read of the apparent surprise and incredulity of those who for some unknown reason think of our British cousins, they're no cousins of mine, he writes, as some kind of benign knights in shining armor. Now what he's referring to, what Tom's referring to, while we've been over here worried about the destruction of our constitution, the Brits, who really don't have a constitution like ours, they have been suffering through the same kind of abuse. It seems like, I don't know, is there something in the genetic makeup of Caucasians that they must torture people of color? I'm serious as a heart attack. Is there something in the genetic makeup? I don't know, maybe there is. Think about the Nazis, think about the Americans. Think about the Russians. Think about the British. Anyway, I wrote, you know, okay, it looks like we are joining our British cousins, or our British cousins are joining us in the terror business. Well, as Tom correctly and rightly points out, he writes, the UK tops the list of human rights abusers for decades, most notably in the north of Ireland and a number of Central African countries. Up until the first quarter of the 20th century, they colonized and or displaced one-fourth of the world's indigenous populations. For 900 years, they've oppressed the Irish. They've abused, tortured, mass-murdered, committed genocide against, stole their land and their country, suppressed their religion and native language, and generally kept their iron boot to the neck of the Irish. Since the 1922 Act of Partition, the act that created the 26-county Irish Republic and the artificial stateland of Northern Ireland, they've been the antagonists and the facilitators of some of Ireland's worst of times, the evil fruit of Lloyd George's deal offered to executions by the Ulster B-Specials, that was a terrorist group. Anyway, he goes on. About 1972, Sunday, Bloody Sunday, when the British Army murdered 14 unarmed boys in Derry City's Bogside, And as he writes, shamefully to this day, not one British soldier of the elite parachute regiment has ever had to answer for those murders. In fact, the Queen gave them medals. Fast forward, he writes, to 1992, to the murder of Peter McBride, an unarmed 18-year-old boy who was shot in the back by two soldiers of Her Majesty's Scots Guard unit. Those two were convicted and sentenced to life in prison. However, Colonel Tim Spicer, their commander at the time, through his influence, had their sentences commuted, had them elevated in rank and returned to active duty and sent to Iraq. Enter the Bush administration. Not wanting to be outdone, Bush grants a no-bid, uncontested contract to Aegis Security Services, owned by Colonel Tim Spicer, for coordinating the bulk of the private security work in Iraq. And Colonel Tim gets $293 million. How loud, Tom writes, can you say effrontery? And Bush has the audacity, Tom writes, to call himself a friend of the Irish. Presenting Bush with a bowl of shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day is like casting pearls amongst the swine. No, Tom concludes, the British are no amateurs at war, torture, and conquest. They're masters, and they've had almost 1,000 years to practice. Like a fox returning to its vomit, the British are returning to Iraq. Almost 100 years ago, during the waning days of their empire, the British carved the colony of Kuwait out of Iraq in an effort to secure access to one of the largest oil reserves in the world and to, guess what, control the Middle East. When he, quote, invaded, end quote, Kuwait, Saddam Hussein was merely attempting to reclaim what was rightfully part of Iraq and to stop the Kuwaitis from siphoning off prodigious amounts of oil from border refineries. No one ever hears, however, about these pesky little details. Well, thanks, Tom. Yeah, my bad. When I wrote that, you know, oh, it looks like the Brits are joining. No, you know, I did know that. Oh my God, just read. What's his name? The English poet who wrote Gunga Din, Kathy. Quick, look it up for me. I'm having a senior moment here. Gunga Din. Who wrote Gunga Din? Can you look it up for me real quick? Rudyard Kipling, thank you. Rudyard Kipling, who used the power of his pen to promote the empire, the British Empire, and all the attendant atrocities. Sure. Sorry. Now this leads, let me just do this. This is from John. He says, I'm an American living in the UK for the past 4 years. I just watched a Channel 4 TV show called Torture, the Dirty Business, which not only discussed the torture airplanes, which you know about, but also the fact that political dissidents and their relatives in Uzbekistan are being tortured until they confess that they are members of Muslim terrorist organizations, and then they are killed. Both the UK and US governments are accepting and using this clearly flawed information gained from torture. And the former UK ambassador was fired because he would not condone this. These people were clearly tortured, and he makes reference to the pictures in the TV special. It's something you'd never see on American television. And he goes on here. He said, just thought you'd be as incensed as we are. Hope this is of some use to you. Okay, now all of that came, and then one of our regular correspondents sends me the... last night, the article about the State Department's annual report on human rights. Did you read? Okay, the Bush crime family State Department. They're required by Congress to provide an annual report on human rights abuses around the world, right? So it came out yesterday, late, criticized dozens of governments for mistreating prisoners and using practices that how do I say this? That U.S. forces have also used in the war on terror. The report condemned the routine use of torture in three countries, Syria, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. That's where we send people that we snatch and don't want to torture in Cuba and can't torture here, we send them to Syria, Egypt, or Saudi Arabia. So now the U.S. State Department publishes a report. It says Syria, Egypt, Saudi Arabia are committing acts of torture. This is insanity. The State Department criticizes Pakistan for use of, quote, prolonged isolation, denial of sleep, painful shackling. They criticize Egypt for stripping and blindfolding, dousing detainees with cold water. Syria for forcing prisoners to stand for long periods of time. Yada, 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 yada. But those were the tactics used by and approved by Rumsfeld's Pentagon in Afghanistan, Iraq, Guantanamo, and God knows where else. Not to mention the murder, the killing. So when asked about this, the State Department flak said the reason we don't do a report on ourselves is the same reason you don't write investigative reports about your own finances. It wouldn't have any credibility. Oh, Jesus. Now, remember the term extraordinary rendition. That term refers to the transfer of suspects by U.S. forces to countries like, oh, surprise, surprise, Syria, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, where torture is common. Human rights advocates praised the detailed State Department report, but said it revealed contradictions in U.S. policy. Contradictions? Contradictions? No, a contradiction is when you say, God, he hit a home run. Oh, my bad, he hit a triple. That's a contradiction. We still issue reports on other countries about human rights abuses? We've got, this sounds like something from The Daily Show, doesn't it? When's Jon Stewart going to pop up and say, hey, wasn't that funny? Oh, my God.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, You'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
They told my friend to take antidepressants so he could feel better. 1 week later, we fought a horrible side effect of antidepressants. Even people who have never had suicidal thoughts have found themselves attempting it within a month of taking antidepressants. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. I know that drugs have helped in many cases, but I want to offer you a natural option. Hypnotherapy will release the inner conflict and the emotional trauma that creates a chemical imbalance in the brain and body. You can feel good again in just 14 days. For over 10 years, I've helped people who have felt there was no hope, who had done the drugs, the counseling, the groups. Nothing changed. In fact, surrounding yourself with depressed people often makes you feel worse. Hypnotherapy is a fast, powerful way to stop the emotional conflict. So call me at 877-68-HAPPY. Our new CD program called My Life just might give you your life back. 877-68-HAPPY or on the web at Wendy.com. That's WENDI.com. And imagine how good it will feel to feel good again.
We will apply the immigration laws. We're saying welcome to America. Why don't you share information with us?
Twenty-one past the hour. What brought up that the whole Brit thing was a story in the Independent of the UK about relatives of Iraqis tortured by British soldiers. The relatives revealed how they also were arrested and brutally beaten just for asking questions about their imprisoned relatives. The Independent last Sunday wrote that the Iraqi civilians were punched and kicked after arriving at Camp Breadbasket, which was on the outskirts of Basra, to find out why friends and relatives had been detained. So, yeah, I guess to kind of hedge what I wrote at the AAR website, I guess what I meant was, so in Iraq, we're not alone in our methods and rationales for torture. But Tom is right. I mean, the Brits have been doing this since before America was a country. Yo, hey, I've seen the what was that movie we saw with Freedom, Braveheart? Yeah, no, that was not by Rudyard Kipling. I'm sorry, Kathy. You know, Kathy does this to me all the time. I'm getting older, and it's hard to remember things. But it's not just that; it's trying to retain 47.6 million megabytes of information inside my head about a million different topics. So when I forget Rudyard Kipling or can't think of Braveheart, you know, my younger wife looks at me through the glass here with a smug look on her face and says into the headphones, "Rudyard Kipling." Braveheart. Well, thank you, honey. I appreciate it.
It's when you don't remember that you had oatmeal for breakfast. That's when I'm going to get scared. Oatmeal.
All right. The ACLU and Human Rights First have filed lawsuit against Rumsfeld and Rumsfeld's policies of torture. How about that? It's the first federal court lawsuit to name a top U.S. official in this torture scandal in Iraq and Afghanistan that has utterly and absolutely destroyed the reputation of this country and put every single soldier, sailor, and Marine now at risk. Isn't that enough to throw these bastards out of office? What does it take? What does it take to get rid of Rumsfeld? Huh? What does it take to get rid of any of these people? I can't say that, Kathy, because then I'm threatening. No, I can't say it. The lawsuit was filed in, Buffy the Vampire Slayer would say use a wooden stake. I wouldn't say that. Hey, if they're busting a kid in Kentucky for writing a story about zombies, and I get on this network and talk about a stake in somebody's heart, yeah, sure. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Illinois on behalf of 8 men who were subject to torture at the hands of U.S. forces under Rumsfeld's command. What they're seeking, in addition to compensatory damage, is an order declaring that Rumsfeld's actions violated the U.S. Constitution, federal statutes, and international law. Lucas Gutentag, who is lead counsel in the lawsuit and director of the ACLU's Immigrants' Rights Project, said, quote, Rumsfeld bears direct and ultimate responsibility for this descent into horror by personally authorizing unlawful interrogation techniques and by abdicating his legal duty to stop torture. Now, the groups are joined, the ACLU and Human Rights First are joined, get this, as co-counsel in the lawsuit, by Rear Admiral John D. Hudson, retired U.S. Navy, former Judge Advocate General of the Navy, that's what he used to be, Brigadier General James Cullen, who is retired U.S. Army, former Chief Judge of the U.S. Army Court of Criminal Appeals, Bill Landley, Chairman of the Human Rights Practice Group at a law firm, and former Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Department of Justice, an admiral, a general, two generals. Admiral Hudson said, quote, one of the greatest strengths of the U.S. military throughout our history has been strong civilian leadership at the top of the chain of command. Unfortunately, Secretary Rumsfeld has failed to live up to that tradition. In the end, that imperils our troops and undermines the war effort. It is critical that we return to another military tradition, which is accountability. End quote. Well, a number of other lawsuits are also pending against Rumsfeld, and If there is justice left anywhere in the United States, these people will go to prison. And I'm not talking about some two-bit pregnant PFC who likes to put prisoners on dog chains and parade them around. I'm not talking about this thug Grainer who wound up, what did he get, 12 years in prison? Who like to get them naked and have them simulate copulation or oral sex. Those people belong in institutions. Donald Rumsfeld belongs in a federal maximum security lockdown for the rest of his natural life.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. That's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the cheapest they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Gentlemen, this message is for you if you're using Viagra, or perhaps you never have, and it's about time. ClassicTabs.com has all four performance enhancers, Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet that melts under the tongue. It's custom compounded using Pfizer's Viagra and starts to work in as little as 15 minutes. Go online to ClassicTabs.com. Your prescription will be filled by a licensed physician, delivered in a discreet envelope right to your door. Give us a call at 1-800-640-7032. Now there are four male enhancers to choose from. Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet. Your decision. Your choice. It's that simple. That's ClassicTabs.com. ClassicTabs.com. Or call 1-800-640-7032. 1-800-640-7032. ClassicTabs.com.
Planet. One automaker sees the green light.
The culture of Europe has now migrated here to the United States. And in Europe, to drive a diesel vehicle is viewed as being environmentally conscious because of the fuel savings as well as the reduction of CO2 emissions.
That's William Craven, Manager of Regulatory and Technical Affairs for Daimler Chrysler.
The future. It is environmentally conscious to reduce your fuel consumption by 30%. And if you use biofuels, you get it from a renewable carbon neutral source.
Daimler Chrysler's new Jeep Liberty runs on a biodiesel blend V5.
People will pay the premium because they are doing something beneficial for society. It is the best for the planet.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
The Maturity Report.
That's just stupidity. I mean, when you can't define sovereignty without using it in a sentence.
I mean, it's not ridiculous to say, well, it means you are sovereign. You're a sovereign entity. But methinks perhaps he doesn't really know what it means. Maybe he does, but
well,
you know, I'm very
does.
Inarticulate as well. I have to admit, I get very, very inarticulate sometimes when somebody asks me a direct question. But then again, I'm not the President of the United States.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Well, you don't have to hesitate about it. I mean, just step right up and say it, dude. 26 before the hour. Let's do some phone calls here. Jennifer is calling from New York City. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure, sure.
I've been listening to your show ever since the election, just to hear some sanity and some truth, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's very upsetting. And what I wanted to let you know, if you hadn't been watching it, you know, I have trouble watching the news lately because I feel like it's just filled with propaganda and, you know, it's been completely taken over by the right wing. And, you know, it's just a bunch of talking heads trying to make themselves sound smart. But one show that I do like is Frontline.
Yeah, a good one.
It's a very good one. And if you, you know, I would encourage your listeners to watch the show for, you know, every other week or so. They'll come out with a very interesting documentary. And recently they've been going into Iraq and showing really what's happening on the front lines and the soldiers' points of views. And, you know, it's not something that you get to see very often because you rarely see any real footage coming out of there at all. And they were talking today about the post-traumatic stress disorder that people are coming home with. Which is completely understandable because we're making our own citizens into suicide bombers, you know, and killers themselves, which is something unnatural.
Right.
And, you know, I guess at a certain point I'm wondering what is really the difference between us and any other terrorist. You know, it's very upsetting to me. And I don't know. I think I've called this show to just to vent a little bit, you know.
Well, that's fine. That's primarily what this program is for. We don't make any claim about finding solutions. It's so far beyond. Some of these problems are so far beyond solving. A, B, to think that a radio program can solve anything is an exercise in extreme delusion. So it's good for you to call. And to vent. And as far as terror, who was it that said one person's act of terror is another person's act as a freedom fighter? It depends on so many circumstances, doesn't it? You know, the actions that we perpetrated against Native people in this country when we first got here, pure terror. Action that we perpetrated against slaves that were brought to pure terror. Action that we perpetrated during the Spanish-American War in the Philippines, pure terror. It just goes on and on and on and on. And we're not unique to the idea of the perpetuation of terror. So many nation states have done it. So many armies have done it. So many dictators have done it. So many totalitarians have done it. So I agree with you. I think so much of what we are doing in Iraq is pure terror. Remember Shock and Awe when the war was launched 2 years ago? I was on the air on a different network that's no longer in business. And the night of Shock and Awe, I took the sound right off of CNN, and for 7 minutes, did nothing but play over the air the bombing of Baghdad, the same as CNN was doing. CNN was not saying a word. There was not a commentator. There was nobody there, and I did the same. So that the radio audience who happened to be listening that night, the internet audience, could hear exactly what was going on. That was terror. That was an act of terror. We attacked, without provocation, arguably one of the centers of civilization.
Yeah, the birthplace of civilization.
There you go. So, you know, is that an act of terror? We did it not because they attacked us, not because they tried to assassinate our leadership, not because they sent terror bombers to this country. We did it because George Bush could do it.
Hmm. Yeah, it's just, it's really incredible. And it's incredible to me that, you know, I mean, I'm in New York, which is a very open society, that people don't talk about this, you know. And I don't know if it's because, you know, it's like we're oblivious, we're afraid to talk about what's happening, you know. I don't know if it's because we're not being exposed to the realities or if people are just utterly apathetic. You know, it's bizarre to me that this could be existing, you know, so horribly. I mean, 131 people were blown up yesterday that were trying to be recruited to be Iraqi, you know, military people and security forces. I mean, if we ever want to get out of that place, we need to have people be self-sufficient. You know, as much as I hate the war, you know, if you want to look for some sort of a solution, you know, or at least get us out of there, and you just say, you know, what is the end here, and how come nobody is talking about this?
Well, I think people are talking about it, Jennifer. I agree with you that the conversations are probably muted. I don't know how people feel anymore. I spend an awful lot of time at home now when I'm not on the air. I just don't have a whole lot of interest in getting out and about as much as I used to, and part of it is the political atmosphere in this country now. So maybe that's going on in the city as well. But as far as the people that were blown up yesterday and all of these Iraqi civilians that have been blown up, yes, those are acts of terror. And I'm sure those acts are being perpetrated by the so-called insurgents. At least I think I'm sure. At least I hope I'm sure. I hope these are not acts being perpetrated by, special ops teams from, maybe an occupying army who make them look like suicide bombings. I don't know anymore. I don't know who to believe. I don't know what to believe. But as far as being trained by the occupying force, that's us, we are training soldiers and police, ostensibly, to take over when we leave. Now, if an invader came to this country, let's pick one, I don't know, China, and if they did to us what we have done to Iraq, and then the Chinese insisted on a little fake toy election, and then the Chinese said, we are going to train soldiers and police officers to run this nasty-ass little country after we leave. And, oh, by the way, we're going to leave just dozens of military bases here when we do go. Oh, and by the way, we are going to control your economy and your natural resources. Let me tell you something, Jennifer. If I saw my fellow Americans signing up to be policemen or army recruits in the Chinese occupying army, I would kill them too.
Well, I never thought of it that way. You just don't know what to say, do you?
No, you don't.
You know?
It's horrifying. I understand what you're talking about. I get it at the bottom of my soul. I understand what you're saying.
It's mind-boggling.
Yes.
You know, when you think about just how massive the problem is.
It is. It is. And I honestly believe now that we have destroyed another country, granted, a country run by a punk, an absolute punk. But why didn't we fund an insurgency in that country to go after Saddam? Because we
didn't
weren't
care about Saddam.
Yeah, we weren't.
Right.
We didn't care about Saddam. What we wanted was what we've got. Military base, what we're building. 14
yeah.
military bases in that godforsaken country and access to their oil. And it's not going to stop with Iraq. There are other countries that are going to be hit by us, too. Say it again.
A business opportunity. Like everything else.
Isn't that horrible? Hey,
yeah.
Jennifer, thanks for checking in. Don't
Thank
be afraid
you.
To call this program and vent. That's what we're here for.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate your checking in. No, I've said that before, and I just want to make sure it's clear that we're not here to find solutions. We're not equipped to do that. You and I, we're just not. We're not. Oh, we can come up with scenarios. Oh, sure. Here's the first one. Get rid of the Bush crime family. Impeach him. If anybody who has sat in the Oval Office deserves to be removed from office, wouldn't it be a president who took us to war based on lies, utter lies? Huh? That's the beginning. But you and I can't affect that. We can't make it happen. Oh, right, you're congressman. Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. All of mine are Republicans. The new U.S. motto should be, if you got oil, get ready, because here we come. It's like, yeah, did you all watch the Academy Awards tonight? Chris Rock up there, right? You knew it was going to happen, didn't you? Remember what he said? If you work at the Gap, and your register comes up $79 trillion short, and then you say, well, damn, I'm going to attack Banana Republic across the other side of the mall because they have tank tops. and you attack, and then you find out they never even made tank tops. Isn't that reason to get your ass fired from the Gap? I would think so. But let's bring it down. Let's bring it down to a level you and I can get our mind around. If I work at the Gap and I steal a $20 sweater, not only am I going to get fired, my ass is going to go to jail. George Bush can steal trillions from the United States Treasury. He can take us into an illegal war. He can get hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of people murdered and killed and blown to pieces, and he gets reelected. So what can we do about it? I have no idea. And neither do you. And neither does anybody who has common sense left, which are all liberals, all progressives, the right wing, the Republicans, the conservatives, they're in the toilet. They're just swimming around like so much you-know-what. So I don't know. I have no idea. That's not what this program's for. It was never designed to find solutions. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
It's about oil.
It's about oil.
It's about greed.
It's about greed.
It's about rich white men getting richer. It's about fear.
It's about fear.
And control.
Control.
Of those barrels of black gold. Yeah, step up, folks, to another war when we never really say what we're fighting for. It's easy to pretend we're defending our native soil. Put it in the headlines. I want to see it in big lights. Hello.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident, and remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The AFL-CIO begins its winter meeting in Las Vegas today with serious reform issues on the table and the Federation's unions nearly evenly split on the direction of reform. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney says he's opposed to forced mergers of unions in order to consolidate power within industries. Sweeney acknowledges, though, the need for reform and says the proposal to rebate as much as 50% of dues that local unions now pay to the AFL-CIO and devote that money to organizing has to be taken seriously.
We have a responsibility to take all of this seriously and to come up with a program and change that is going to strengthen the labor movement and improve the lives of workers and their representation.
The reform debate was sparked by the SEIU, and several other unions have proposed their own reform plans. They'll be hashed out over the next several days in Las Vegas.
It's important that we hear all of these different views.
Support Labor Radio at laborradio.org.
This is Dick Summer for Binder & Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we understand that everybody's different. And that's why everybody's disability is different. Well, we're different, too. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now, that's a powerful claim. And we prove it every day, all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder & Binder, 1-800-66-B-I-N-D-E-R. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. We understand being different, because we're different too. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times.
Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
When you walk that walk and you talk that talk, you knocks me out, out off of my feet. Boom, 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 boom.
10 before the hour.
Bang, bang, bang.
Mark is calling from Virginia. Mark, thanks for holding on. Appreciate your patience.
Hey,
hello.
Mike. Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I'm enjoying your show a lot. And, of course, I heard you a couple nights ago. You said you wanted some conservatives to call in. So I thought I would call in, give you guys an opportunity to beat up on me a little bit if you want. You know, I really enjoy your show, but I think I've probably disagreed with about everything you said, but I guess that's what America's all about. So.
Well, I wouldn't beat up on you, Mark. I'm not in the Bush crime family, and I'm not into torture, but tell me about the things you disagree with.
Well, I'm not defending Bush either, so...
Okay, well, what you say you disagree with just about everything. Give me, pick something that I've covered tonight. You disagree that we send people to countries to be tortured, and then we condemn those countries because they torture? Do you disagree with that?
Well, actually, what I disagree with is the most of these combatants, they have committed a war crime, one of the worst crimes you can commit.
Wait a second. Hold on just a second. No. Hey, Mark. I'm going to have my producer cut you off and send you back into the Twilight Zone unless you have dialogue with me. Don't start talking.
Go right ahead, Mike.
No, don't start talking and you know, without letting me get a word in edgewise. This is called the Malloy program, not the Mark program, okay? Now, when you talk about combatants, what was that you just said?
When a combatant does not wear the uniform of a country, they are placing thousands of innocent people in harm's way.
Okay, hold on. All right, let's stop right there. Do you know how many combatants, as you call them, who operate for the United States, the Bush crime family, do not wear uniforms? You have seen that. Hold on. You have seen them on your television. Here's what they wear. They wear khakis. They wear sunglasses. They are huge dudes. They have bandoleros across their chest, and they carry fully automatic weapons. What about them?
And you're glad they're on our side?
No. Answer the question. Don't get snotty with me, Mark, or you're gone. Answer the question. What about those combatants who do not wear the uniform of the United States?
They are wearing the uniform of the United States.
All right, you're out of here. See you later. See, this is why I hate to take these jackasses on my program. You people are just dumber than dog snot. I mean, come on. Don't come on this program and expect that you're going to get away with your half-witted statements. I can't stand that. I'd rather have you lurk around under the table while the rest of us eat and pick up the crumbs. And stop disturbing us with this nonsense.
They are wearing the uniform. Yeah.
Half-wit. Sandy is calling from Stockton, California. Sandy, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Good evening.
Hey.
I'm so glad to be able to talk to you this evening.
My pleasure, Sandy.
You started off the evening talking about that young man that wrote a story.
In Lexington, outside Lexington, Kentucky. Yeah.
Outside Lexington, Kentucky. And that got me going. It is absolutely incredible to me that they would arrest a child for writing a short story and accuse him of being a terrorist.
I know.
And we've got Robert Novak, who absolutely broke a federal law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gets to write. He gets to write every day, doesn't he?
Yes, he does every single day.
Yeah.
No one has arrested him, as far as I know. He's not under indictment. Other people are in jeopardy of going to jail.
Yes, they are.
But not Bob Novak. I find that incredible.
You got to wonder why, don't you?
I know why.
Why?
Bob Novak is a part of the propaganda organism.
There you go. He's also a highly paid whore for the Bush crime family, Republican National Committee, and the Chicago Sun-Times. It's just awful. I cannot believe that the Chicago Sun-Times continues to keep this guy who committed, as far as I'm concerned, an act of treason on their payroll.
Exactly.
It's astonishing to me, astonishing that the Sun-Times would continue to do that. Oh, well, what the hell?
Well, if you think about the manipulation of the information to the American people that keeps guys like your caller prior to me walking around talking about enemy combatants.
Right.
And justifying the criminality of this administration and what it has done to our military.
Mm-hmm.
It's understandable. That keeps them in power. If you can control the message, then you have control of people's impression of what is going on.
Absolutely right.
And that's what they're about. It's not rocket science. It's propaganda.
Yeah.
And they do it continuously through people like Novak and Rumsfeld and Condi Rice and George Will, and the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
That's very true.
We've got an entire, I mean, I'm like Jennifer. There are days when I walk around and I wonder, did I fall down the hole in, you know?
Right, into the land of the Red Queen. I know what you're saying. Sandy,
yes.
we got a break here. Thank you, Sandy.
Thanks, Mike.
I appreciate you checking in. You know, I wonder if our right-wing caller, who, by the way, he held on for almost 2 hours. What a jerk. And then he comes on this program and talks about people fighting that didn't have uniforms on. What the hell would he think about the farmers who fought in this country against the British in the 1770s? What would he have considered them? The British considered them terrorists. This is Air America.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds have the confidence to attempt it. Until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized. The overworked. The worry warts. Even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate, thanks to special tools like our deduction finder and error check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere, all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Minors are no longer eligible for the death penalty. That was the ruling handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday. By a vote of 5-4, the justices ruled that the death penalty for juveniles is unconstitutional. The ruling could affect about 70 death row inmates who were convicted of crimes they committed while they were 16 or 17 years old. In Alabama, Attorney General Troy King says the court took a valuable deterrent out of the hands of prosecutors. King believes the threat of a death penalty is a deterrent to would-be killers.
If you're old enough to plot like an adult, you're old enough to execute like an adult, you're old enough to kill like an adult, you're old enough to be punished like an adult.
There are 13 inmates on Alabama's death row sentenced to death for murders committed while juveniles. King says his staff is sorting out how those death sentences should be revised. The top U.S. commander in Iraq says the number of insurgents in the war-torn country is falling and that the days of al-Qaeda ally Abu Musab al-Zarqawi are numbered. Army General John Abizaid told the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee he believes the emerging political process in Iraq is helping to drive down the number of militants. He praised the Iraqi forces that are playing a big role in putting down the insurgency.
They fight with us. They bleed with us. They die with us. I don't know what more we could ask of them. They want their country back, and they're willing to fight for it. We need, though, to be patient to understand that'll take some while to build their capacity.
Chicago police, the FBI, and U.S. Marshals are working together to solve the murders of the husband and mother of federal judge Joan Lefkow. Chicago Police Deputy Superintendent Hiram Grau says a team of detectives will work 24/7 on the case.
The Chicago Police Department created a special task force that will be dedicated to this investigation.
Grau says the public's help is imperative to solving the murders, and so police have set up a special tip line. Judge Lefkow found her 64-year-old husband and 89-year-old mother shot to death in the basement of their Edgewater home sometime Sunday morning. Lefkow presided over a number of high-profile cases, including that of a white supremacist. The Los Angeles City Council says there's not much they can do about the recent mudslides, but there is something the public can do. Councilman Jack Weiss says homeowners can save lives by staying alert.
One thing we need is for residents in hillside areas to be particularly vigilant. The reason we discovered the slide on Laurel Canyon is because a resident called it in. So people have to be on guard for their own safety and for the safety of commuters and other residents.
Geologists say that even if there is a dry spell in Southern California, the hillsides will continue to slide in the coming months. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
The Al Franken Show.
Ed Gillespie in this thing says that it wasn't that long ago the Republican Party was getting 90% of the black vote. And my research team has been looking into the last time the Republican was receiving 90% of the vote. And so far, we can't find, we know it was definitely before 1932. But, you know, if you look at how long man has been on the planet.
Oh, wow.
If you look at that graph, it isn't that long ago.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. I'm going to come to your phone calls here in just a moment. MediaMatters.org. That's a site run by David Brock, and it is an excellent site. And they're reporting today that for the second time, syndicated columnist and CNN host Robert Novak is again misquoting Howard Dean. In order to assert that Howard Dean believes the Bush administration's claim that Social Security is in crisis. In other words, what Novak is saying, well, Dean believes it too. Now, Novak made his first false claim on the February 26th edition, I guess that was Sunday, of CNN's The Capital Gang. And then he did it again Tuesday on Monday, I think. Was it Monday? On Inside Edition, CNN's Inside Politics. This is what Novak said on Inside Politics. And somebody emailed me and said that Judy Woodruff apologized for Novak today. I don't know. But this is what he said on Inside Politics with Judy Woodruff. Dean spoke at Cornell University last week, and the only paper that covered this was the Cornell Daily Student Paper, and he said, yes, Social Security has a big problem. Over the years, it's going to lose about 80% of the benefits. That, Judy, is not the Democratic line. The Democratic line is there is no problem. So Howard Dean says what he thinks is the truth. Often it is the truth. He's going to be a lot of fun as national chairman. Now, that's what Novak said. The truth is, the Cornell newspaper reported in its coverage of Dean's February 23rd speech at the university that Dean did not say of Social Security that over the years is going to lose about 80% of its benefits, as Novak claimed. Rather, what he said was, if Social Security were left alone for 30 years, benefits would be reduced to 80% of what it is now, meaning the program would lose about 20% of benefits. The article in the paper further noted that Dean would not endorse privatizing of Social Security, adding, in the article that Dean acknowledged that while there were indeed problems with the program, turning to Wall Street was not the answer. Now, this is how these Republican vermin work. As soon as Novak said what he said, which was an absolute fabrication out of Novak's apparently senile, becoming senile mind, I can't remember the name, Rudyard Kipling, this freak makes stuff up about the head of the DNC. But what happened was the Republican National Committee immediately picked up Novak's lie about Dean and put it on the Republican National Committee website, complete with a transcript from CNN and a video from CNN of Novak telling his lie. Now, this is what happens, you see. And Novak is the guy who outed Valerie Plame, Ambassador Wilson's wife, and the result of that outing was how many deaths? Who knows? She was a CIA operative who had contacts in foreign countries. Bang. Bang. Dead. And Novak sits on his well-upholstered ass on the Capitol gang and on these different programs that he sits on with that smirky smug of his. Smug, smirk, whatever the hell it is. Wouldn't you love to take a cream pie and just ram it in his face, wouldn't you? While other reporters are threatened with jail on the Valerie Plame story. Well, Jeff Jiggy Gannon, who is probably the source for Bob Jiggy Novak, sets up a new website and says people are picking on him because he's a Christian. Jesus. I can hardly stand it. You know what I'm saying? But there's it's about Novak. Damn CNN. Damn CNN, damn you. Damn you for continuing to have this treasonous pig on your payroll. In Chicago Sun-Times, how can you publish this guy's column and call yourself a newspaper? Yeah, right, who cares? Right? Huh? Who cares? Okay. Let's take some phone calls here. Harlan is calling from Alberta, Alberta? Alberta, Canada. Hey, Harlan.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Well, just great. I feel like you're a brother, man.
All right.
I just hope you can recharge your batteries before you come on the air here.
Oh, sure. I'll always do.
I feel that you're going to burn out.
Me? Burn out? Never happened.
You got to follow your boss's advice, you know. Got to have patience, you know.
Yeah, oh, no, patience, yeah. No. No, I don't think so. I tried that once and it hurt me.
Oh, okay, good man. Well, I just hope you don't burn out anyway. I mean,
you hope I don't have a heart attack or something?
Well, yeah, you know, or anything. Just burn out over
that. No. I appreciate the thought, but what you really called about...
Well, okay, there's so many things that came up. I've been waiting here and enjoying every second of it. But, you know, I just can't hardly handle this theological supremacy that these right-wing ideologues advocate. And it's just maddening.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, have you gone to one of their tent shows? Have you seen any of their women heads covered?
They call
that social rationalization, of course. You know, I mean, that was the custom of the day, but it isn't the custom of the day now. But, you know, we talk about gay marriage. Well, then, you know, that's an entirely different thing, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, sure. Have I attended some of their tent meetings? I have been around these people. Don't forget, I live in the buckle of the Bible Belt. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, Atlanta itself is not so bad, but you get 10 feet outside the city limits of Atlanta, and you're in Bohunkville. Trust me. I've seen these people operate. Yeah, I know how sick they are. Sure.
Oh man, and you know, I was advised not to talk too much religion and all this. I'm pretty well versed in the Bible and all that.
Right.
But I think. You know, I come kind of from a Mennonite tradition, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And I the people forget the example of, if they want to take, you know, religion and seriously, and they talk about, you know, a culture of peace as opposed to the culture of revenge and retribution.
Right.
The example of Jesus coming off the cross, you know, I mean, did he come down and kill all the Romans and all the Jews down there?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so, and I believe these people are on the wrong track, man. And that's just like you've been saying all along, the agenda is a fascist agenda, and impoverishment creates a good, strong army, right?
It's been known to do that. Historically, when there's no work and you have an abundance of young males, you usually wind up with a fairly vicious army willing to attack anything that moves.
Yeah, that's this corporate economic fascist agenda of the Bush crime family.
Right.
Anyway, I've said enough, and best wishes to you. I was going to say before, Air America Radio might consider going public, you know, have some fundraising drives, from the people. You'd have a lot of contributors come in and spread the word around. So, anyway.
Well, the best way to help this network is just, of course, you're in Canada. I don't know. It'd be wonderful to be on a Canadian broadcasting network, but I don't know what the rules are in Canada.
You know, there's some examples of networks taking contributions from people, you know, that are succeeding. KCUA up here is very good at that.
Well, we would never, Air America would never do that. This is a business venture first.
Okay. Well,
first,
it's a good business venture. That's all I got to say.
There you go. Thanks, Harlan.
Keep it up, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. No, that's a pleasant thought. That's a good thought, I should say. But Air America is, this is a business venture. The fact that the political tone of this network, and I'm speaking from published reports, not from, hey, I know all kinds of inside stuff. the political tone of this network happens to be liberal in the sense of American politics. It's not left-wing. It's not radical. It's just a liberal. It just happens that most of the people that host the programs on this network happen to be liberal from their political perspective. Some of us more liberal than others. But it is, first and foremost, a business venture. What this network does is provide radio programming that has not been provided for the past 10 years by anybody in America. You don't have that. When you have a market for something in this country, eventually you have people get together and say, let's fill the market. That's what we've done.
In the starched white shed, you will find bigger figures stirring up the dead. Always have clean shirts to play around with.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Honey, do I look fat in this dress?
Oh, my. He's on the ropes here. You look,
He's going to gamble. He's going to do it.
This could be it. You look like a supermodel.
Get caught bluffing, and you'll lose your shirt.
Oh, disaster.
He is out.
Learn to bluff like the pros on the season premiere of the World Poker Tour with a prize pool of over $2.5 million. It pays to watch the World Poker Tour tonight at 9 on the Travel Channel.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar construction. conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
Twenty-one past the hour. Okay, to the phone calls again. Ron is calling from New York. Ron, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Hey.
Just an observation about the Supreme Court's decision today on executing juveniles.
Yes.
The government in so many ways makes the distinction between young people and adults.
Right.
You know, and they're constantly being told that they're not responsible. They cannot vote because they're not responsible. You cannot sign contracts, own or buy or sell property. Can't drive at night unescorted. Can't drink, can't smoke because you're not a responsible adult. And yet I heard the Attorney General of Alabama just now on the news saying that the young people have to be held responsible for their actions. The government can't have it both ways.
No, they can't. Well, my take on it is right-wingers, and sadly, most of them claim to be Christians, although they're not. What they're involved in is a culture of death. They do not want to see a young person who commits a crime and gets the death sentence in their state. They don't want to see that young person live. They want that young person snuffed out. They want that young person killed. They have laws in the books that encourage murder. It's been proven over and over and over again by social scientists. Now, here in the South, people don't believe what sociologists have to say about anything. They only believe the Bible. If it's not in the Bible, it's not there. And the Bible says, of course, that if your child offends you, kill your child. So the culture of death that these right-wingers believe in is pervasive. It's all over the place. And it's been proven over and over again that states that have the death penalty, the murder rate is higher. So if this is not like saying the rooster who crows thinks he brought the sun up, if I'm not saying this, if I'm not saying that, I am making a point here. And the point is this, that in states that have the death penalty, the murder rate is higher, which means simply that on some unconscious, perhaps, level, the fact that the death penalty exists within a state is an encouragement to people, especially young people, to take a chance, roll the dice. I think I'll kill somebody. Now, if that's rational, reasonable thinking, then I'm, I don't know, I'm the Archbishop of Canterbury or something. It's insane. It's just the whole death penalty thing in this country is insane as far as I'm concerned.
And this mentality now, if Justice Rehnquist, does decide to step down, I can't see how it's possible that we're not going to go right down that path, the right wing, extremism.
I don't think there's any doubt. As these Supreme Court justices retire or die, Bush is going to have the opportunity of appointing 1, 2, 3, possibly 4, and if the Senate Democrats refuse to block these appointments, then the United States is stuck for as long as 30, 35 years with neo-Nazis sitting on the highest court in the land. So, and I don't trust the Democratic leadership in the Senate as far as I can throw the Senate office building.
Well, their main weapon is going to be taken away from them.
Well, I don't.
The filibuster rule is going to be changed.
They're talking about that, but I just don't see that happening, because if it is changed, can't they filibuster that? I mean, I don't know. Who makes the rules? Is it the Senate Majority Leader? Does he have that kind of power to make the rules where it concerns filibuster? I don't know.
What's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back? How much are we going to stand for?
Well, I've been asking that question now for a couple of years. I have no idea.
Thank you, Mike. You're right there, and I agree with everything that you say on the show, and it has to be said more and more and more.
Well, thanks for checking in, Ron. I appreciate your call.
Thanks.
All right? You take care. The only thing that will stop the United States Supreme Court from being packed with neo-fascists, most of whom will be Christian neo-fascists. I'm sorry if I'm pissing you off because you're a Christian. I'm sorry. I don't mean real Christians. Real Christians, followers of Christ, would approach the job of Supreme Court Associate Justice or Chief Justice with compassion and justice and love. These people, Scalia and his little parrot, Thomas, and the rest of these right-wingers, they are as divorced from compassion and justice as one can possibly be and still be sucking air. These people are they're hate-filled. They hate America. They hate our Constitution. They hate the fact that it's a living document. They want it to be dead. They want it to be stone cold. They want it to be, when they talk about strict constructionists, what does that mean? No Bill of Rights, no amendment allowing, for Christ's sake, women to vote, blacks to vote. Is that what they mean? Huh? Now Tom DeLay wants to prove that there's no separation of church and state inherent in the document. Uh-huh. And there's nothing in the document, Mr. DeLay, that says women have the right to vote either, right? You see what these people are about? They are trying to destroy America. They are trying to murder this country. This is Air America.
Mail's here. What'd we get?
Bill, sale. We want $1 million and your W-2.
Sweet.
You really don't think we want $1 million?
No, the W-2.
Why?
Because now I can go to TurboTax.com. I just answer some simple questions. TurboTax fills out all the right forms and checks for errors and missed deductions.
Not that exciting.
Let me finish. Then with TurboTax, I can e-file and get my refund back in days.
Days?
Days.
Days?
Take a deep breath, give me the W-2, and go sit down.
Days. Wow.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I wanted to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try it before you buy it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Air America's Randy Rose.
It's a better variety of talk radio.
It's Randy's Mix.
Here's what you'll hear this week on Randy's Mix.
Randy's Mix.
Wednesday, the best of Randy. Updates from the BS News Team. Thursday, Sam Cedar. It's the Randy Rhodes that everyone at work can agree on.
A better variety.
Put it on and keep it on.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Cecilia is calling from Seminole City, Florida. Hey, Cecilia.
Hi, Mike. It's actually Seminole County, Winter Park, Florida. How are you?
Well, there you go. That's right. It says Seminole County here, and I read it. It says city. My bad. I'm fine.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm venting. Can I have a shoulder to vent on?
Go ahead.
Okay. So here I am going through my regular day of getting up and seeing that the Forest Service is going to gut forest protection and not allow public input,
right.
And that Richard Pomba from California says that mercury is fine for pregnant women and children,
right.
And that partially treated sewage is fine. But guess what? We have Senator Ted Stevens from Alaska, and guess what he's going to do? He is going to protect us from cable TV. He has introduced a bill, okay, as the committee chairman of the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee, and you all can go to Reuters and check it out for yourself to verify what I'm saying. He's going to push for applying broadcast decency standards to cable television and subscription satellite TV and radio.
Yeah,
oh,
I read that.
Oh, yeah. My God. All hell is breaking loose. We have people dying. And mercury is pervasive, and all hell is breaking loose, but, oh, my God, Rescue Me is going to send me down to I'm on a roll today, Mike. I've called my senators. Their offices got a piece of me and my mind today. I've called my local talk shows. I am out of control. I'm sorry. I am so angry. This put me over the top. I'm furious. People, you've got to take our country back. We're screwed.
I'm not saying a word.
Mike, come on. You know what? I'm a registered nurse of 25 years. Guess what? I found out today I am going to have to accept with pleasure a cut in pay of $3 an hour. 25 years as a registered nurse.
Well, I thought there was a horrendous nursing shortage.
Duh. Okay, I'm in Jevland. I'm in Jeb Bushland. I'm in Florida.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
All right. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. I have so much anger and frustration, and God bless you for being there for us. You know, what can I say? This country is going down the tubes, and we've got mercury poisoning. My own dad died of it, for God's sake. But Pombo from California thinks it's perfectly fine. But, no, Ted Stevens says that he's got to protect us from Rescue Me and whatever else, you know, 90124 or whatever is, you know, cable TV, that
right.
We pay premium dollars. We pay for that, Mike. This is not public, you know, television. This is premium paid. We pay out of our own. And Ted Stevens is more worried about indecency. Guys, go to Reuters, find the story, see it for yourself, and then call your senators and tell them how insane and stupid this is. We do not live in Iran. We are not in a theocracy, though we're rapidly going that way. And I am so, thank you, Mike. I am just so angry and so frustrated. And I swear to you, my senators and Ted Stevens' office got a really royal piece of my mind today, and I'm not stopping. I'm so over these people. And like you said, have I told you tonight how much I hate these people?
I hear
you. I love you. Thank you for the rant and the shoulder.
All right, Cecilia, take care. If I can suggest, though, that when Ted Stevens, Cecilia, or any right-wing senator or representative, especially if they're backed by the political right or the so-called Christian right, which is not Christian, when those thugs make a statement like, I'm going to stop the queers from marrying, I'm going to clean the cesspool of cable TV, clean it up, I'm going to, you know, all of these so-called values issues that they talk about, the only reason they talk about them is to impress the folks back home. Now, I don't understand Ted Stevens. You know, he's from Alaska. People in Alaska, my understanding is, they're fairly libertarian in their point of view. So I don't know who Ted Stevens is trying to impress. I have no idea. But from more populated states here in the lower 48, and sometimes in Hawaii, these Republicans, these right-wingers, they say things that they know has absolutely no chance in hell of passing into law, but it's to toss the so-called core constituency, the other right-wingers, the other Christ-killers, so-called Christians, back at home, a big old bloody chunk of red meat. Now, one of the strongest industries in the country, Cecilia, is cable television, cable radio, satellite radio, and most of it is owned by, shall we say, conservative organizations. They're going to take Ted Stevens to the woodshed and whip his ass, and they're going to say to him, shut up, boy. Are you crazy? Porno is what keeps most of us floating. I mean, look at is it Adelphia now? The big cable company, right-wing supporters, they're now publishing, or not publishing, but broadcasting, I believe, on their cable system. Is it Adelphia? Hardcore, triple X. I don't mean simulated sex. I mean, bring the camera down here. Oh, my God. And look at this. And as far as the internet is concerned, come on. The pornography is the lubricant, you'll pardon my expression here, that keeps pornography and illegal drugs are two of the biggest lubricants that keep the wheels of commerce in this country turning. Come on. Let's be real. Let's get down. You know, the biggest untaxed cash crop in America is marijuana. And maybe the biggest crop, period. If it were evaluated, say the same way corn was, or wheat, or barley, and it has been for how many decades? 2, 3, 4? Some of the most conservative funnelers of cash into Republican coffers are huge pot growers in various parts of the country, like Texas. Now, this country runs on the oil of sin, whether it's so-called, whether it's illicit drugs or so-called pornography or, I mean, come on. So I wouldn't get too crazed, Cecilia. I would get crazed about Jeb Bush's Florida doing something, whatever he did, or whatever the economy down there that cuts $3 an hour out of your pay. Nurses are in desperate demand all over the country. Desperate demand. Every time we pick up the paper, nursing shortage projected for the next 3 years, 50,000, 100,000. So, but as far as porn and a reefer and all this other stuff, right-wingers understand. Well, what runs America? Archer Daniels Midland and their genetically altered crops? No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. The breweries, the porn industry, cable television, satellite radio, reefer, imported drugs, smack, coke, methamphetamines. The underground economy in the United States now is probably, when you combine it with media, is probably as big as the above ground economy, or damn close. So, Cecilia, don't worry about these right-wing politicians. They're posturing for the folks in the local Baptist church back home. That's my opinion. Kelly is calling from Alabama. Kelly, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Hey, real quick, you had a caller a couple calls ago, and you said something about Atlanta, and I'm in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, you have my sympathy.
Well, we're a lot the same. I mean, there's probably 80% of the people here from all over the country.
Oh, yeah? That's because of your space industry there, right?
Yeah, NASA, and there's a lot of defense contractors and
right.
high-tech. But you can go 20 miles out of town. It's like you're in a whole other country.
Yeah, buddy.
You know what I mean.
Oh, good God almighty, do I know what you mean. Over here in Georgia, you know, and they made that movie Deliverance, and everybody around the country went, oh, a bunch of damn hayseeds. They don't know the half of it.
Oh, we've got the whole run of it. But actually, the ones here in town, they're all tied into the defense industry, so they're all right-wingers, too.
Right. I mean, well, there's different kinds of the educated right wingers and the uneducated right wingers, and here in the South, we get them all. We have the homegrown, we have the uneducated right wingers, and then we have the ones that come in here whose sole professional career is designed around blowing up the earth.
Well, that's part of the reason I was calling. I mean, they're different kinds, but you know, they're book smart, but they're not. They don't
right.
have any common sense.
Right, exactly.
That's part of our problem. I think a lot of it goes back to the media. They're so full of disinformation.
That's right.
And, you know, you were talking earlier about, you know, what do we do? What can you do about it? And one thing I've been trying to do is trying to talk to people and just bring stuff up. And inevitably, it's so divided. Whenever politics come up, they end up saying, you know, oh, you just hate Bush.
Yeah, well, you know, talking is good as you know, one-on-one, face-to-face, as long as somebody doesn't try to pop you in the nose, because then, you know, you're going to pop back, and then, you know, then you got that to deal with. But I don't know. It's hard for me to talk with folks unless I'm on this radio program, Kelly. Hey, listen, we have to break, pal. All right? You already got Kelly. Thanks, Kelly. We'll talk again. This is Air America.
Honey, do I look fat in this dress?
Well, oh my, he's on the ropes here. You look,
he's gonna gamble, he's gonna do it.
This could be it. You look like a supermodel.
Get caught bluffing and you'll lose your shirt.
Oh, it's a disaster. He is out.
Learn to bluff like the pros on the season premiere of the World Poker Tour with a prize pool of over $2.5 million. It pays to watch the World Poker Tour tonight at 9 on the Travel Channel.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oreck XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oreck XL.
Head driving to Bolero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim. With performance gas. Head driving to Bolero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Bolero. For all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Bolero. Value, variety, vroom.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life.
Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to our usual gang, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York, who engineered the program tonight. Linda Blake, our associate producer, who answered your calls. Our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall, who takes care of our website. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And all the folks who get together at MikeMalloy.com on the message board in the evening. Appreciate it. And for some updates on your girl, Randy, and my good friend, go to therandyroadshow.com. Check out how she's doing. All right? Send her some get well wishes. We've got to get the girl back on this network. By the way, I'll probably be substituting for her next Monday or Tuesday. One of those 2 days. We haven't decided yet now that we're back from Toledo. So we'll let you know as that develops. Doug is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Doug, welcome to the program.
Hey, I'm so glad to talk to you. I've been waiting since God was a child, and it's still worth it, Mike.
I hear you, Doug. My bad. Thanks for holding on.
Just to tell you where I'm at, I've been trying to... Thank God. You're like a spring water oasis in Death Valley, man. First of all... it's almost like, it's so refreshing. We're almost from the same cloth, and not to make innuendo that I'm as articulate and whatever as you are, but what can we do? I mean, you know, I'm so sad, man. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I worked on a book, and I couldn't get it published because I couldn't afford it, you know, pay on demand, not being Richard Clark or Hillary Clinton or even...
Yeah.
Al Franken, you know?
I hear you. Well, first thing, Doug, you're every bit as articulate as I am. The only difference between you and me is I have a microphone and I tricked Air America into hiring me. So there, as far as being articulate, don't worry about that, pal. What to do, I don't know. I said it earlier tonight. This program is not about solutions. It's just about folks sitting around going, what the hell are we supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to everybody I see. It's a wonder I don't get locked up, you know?
I
talked to a guy last week, and he says, well, if you haven't noticed by the conversation, I'm a Bush supporter. I says, I'll talk slow, you know? And I finally told him, I said, well, I can't confuse you with logic. It seems you've made up your mind. But I said, people like you, I said, with these people that are feeding you, you'd probably be duped into thinking that JFK committed suicide, you know?
Yeah, really.
And the religious, this organized religion stuff, you know?
Well, at least you have great music and wonderful bars and clubs in Memphis.
I'm happy in this wonderful world, you know. My God, like a friend of mine used to say, I don't have anything against Southern Baptists. I just don't hold them under long enough, you know.
yeah, that's true. Good know? Lord, they believe in that total immersion baptism.
Oh, man, and like George Carlin said, he says, why is it all these people have been born again have more rights than me? I've only been born once. What's going on, you know?
I
try to do things, you know, and the thing with Ramsey Clark, I signed up for that, and the thing with Professor Boyle, I think it was, out of Illinois, a law professor, on the Articles of Impeachment.
Right.
And I almost deigned to like congressmen or senators because I have this, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel that these guys that go to these $10,000 dinners and tuxedos and everything, the politicians, they all drink from the same trough.
I think they do.
You know?
Yeah.
So where do we go?
Well, you know,
the one gentleman said, "What's it going to come to?" Well, George Bush. I mean, God, you know, if he ever reads anything besides his Cheerios box in the morning, he maybe read a little history that Marie Antoinette, when she was going to be glib and they didn't have bread, she told him, "Let him eat cake," and then what happened to her? You know,
that's right.
And Bush is the kind of guy that I think. He's about as sharp as a meatball. He probably thinks euthanasia is the Boy Scouts of China or something, you know. And
euthanasia.
that's a
good one, Doug. I like that one.
It's just sad. I don't know what to do. I still write. It's catharsis for me, I guess is the word. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what's going on? I mean, when's it going to stop? You know.
Well, you know, we talk about this.
So
quite
sad, you know.
Yeah, we talk about it quite a bit, and there is a key, and the key to unlock the door to the asylum here is organizing. It's one person connecting with one more, and then connecting with one more. That's always been the way. I don't care what the society, what the country, what period of history, organizing, getting together, finding like-minded souls, and people who are willing to say no, and a few who are willing to say hell no. And I think that's what we're about here. This is a forum for people to come and talk about stuff. But I'll tell you, when you hear people all over the country voicing the same feelings that you have, I know it inspires me to try to connect, even though I don't make a big effort at it right now. I guess because I have this radio program and I get my connection that way. But if I didn't have this radio program, I would be connecting with people 1, 2, 3, and building it that way. I swear I would. And
I gotta tell you, Mike, and this comes from my heart, and I'm not waxing poetic or salving for the soul or anything. You're pristine as far as I'm concerned. I'm serious.
Well, I appreciate it, Doug.
I use a lot of quotes in the thing that I wrote, and one lady, everybody says, well, how can I make a difference? And she said, well, you ever try sleeping with a mosquito, you know?
That you can't say a bad word like that, Doug, because then what happens is our associate producer makes you disappear. But I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying perfectly. That's, I agree with you. Connect. That's what you have to do, Doug. Connect. Organize. One at a time. It'll happen. Thanks to everybody who participated in the program tonight, especially the right-wingers who troll around the program like ants at a picnic. If ever one of you can put together a coherent idea, you know, stop sending me your freaks like we had tonight. Send me somebody who can talk. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Do you know know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives $1 towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on.